welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 119. Surprise, you probably didn't think we were doing an episode since we're on a three-week August break, but we've got a bonus for you here. So it's a very special non-life episode today. So let's get right into it. PHP BB Weekly, of course, is the weekly live podcast. Normally we talk about the PHP BB Bulletin Board software at phpbb.com. We got something a little more special today, but first let's introduce ourselves. Coming out of the time of this recording from San Francisco, California, but by the time you listen to it, I'll be from Washington, D.C., so wow. I'm Douglas Bell.
And? David Lewis, alfalfa, as the case may be. Actually, no. Highway of Life.
You didn't come up with a fake name this time, David.
No, not this time. This is a special episode, so.
That's usually when you save for your best. Whatever works. We've got a special guest joining us on the show today, not actually from the PHP BB community, so you probably aren't very familiar with her, but a good friend of mine. I'd like to give a big welcome to Laurel Van Fossen.
Yay! Hey, guys.
Hi, Laurel.
Hey, David. Hey, Dougie, my baby love. Hey, I missed you so much. We didn't catch up. We didn't have our date this year.
No, that's not it.
WordCamp San Francisco.
Yeah.
You missed camp this year, Doug?
I missed it because they scheduled WordCamp. When I saw this, I was like, darn it.
It was your graduation.
The day after my graduation, I was on San Francisco Bay till 3 a.m. the morning before. And it was like, no way I'm going to go to sleep for 3 hours and then hightail up to a full, involved day at WordCamp. I said, no way.
Wasn't that the day where we did the podcast that day, didn't we?
That was the day you did the front fell off skit, David.
Yes, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Laurel, I'll send you the link to that because that was good.
Oh, that sounds great.
The interview with a senator from Australia, but that's not why we have you here.
We had to do the video version of that, Doug.
Oh, you actually did that?
No, we should.
Oh, dear. Can't wait.
I think that would be hilarious.
Yeah, in the past, though, Douglas and I have had dates at WordCamp San Francisco for the last few years. And so I really, really missed you, Douglas. I really did. We had fun without you, but it wasn't quite as much fun.
Whatever you say. We'll get into the story. It's interesting. Laurel is actually coming, David. Laurel is coming from Oregon. I'm in California.
Oregon.
You're in
not
Washington. Yeah.
Okay, and so what part of Oregon?
Well, I'm just outside Portland, Oregon, in the lovely town of North Plains, which just celebrated last weekend the very, very world-famous Elephant Garlic Festival.
Ooh.
That's special.
Garlic.
<It is. laughs>
I think we don't know who likes garlic and who doesn't.
Yeah. Well,
I don't have a problem with garlic.
Yeah, but
garlic.
We are international, and in the neighboring town, this coming weekend is a very exciting monster combine festival where combines will race and then have a demolition derby. Whee!
Great. Well, since this podcast has already gone downhill in 3.5 minutes, here's a little...
You know, it's always fun with me.
Here's a little history. This is good. Of how we got to know Laurel. This is back in 2007 WordCamp. This is actually around the time, David, you joined the show. I was actually at WordCamp San Francisco with my other podcast. It no longer exists, but it was called PrevueCast. And covered the show and actually covered the event there and tried to do sort of a little side podcast meetup. And, just trying to pick in a separate room, trying to pick a time. And I inadvertently picked the time for... Laurel's presentation at WordCamp. I had no idea.
So let me tell the funner version.
Go ahead.
The funner version is we are racing around. It is 1,000 degrees. There's sweat pouring off of all of the people that are, Maya Desai and all the rest of the people, Matt and everybody Matt was off doing whatever, but the rest of us were running around, WordPress people. We're running around like crazy and trying to get everything going. And we're heading, finally, everything is coming together. And this young man walks up and says, I need some scotch tape so I can put this sign up on the wall that we're going to be having this podcast meetup. at 1 o'clock or whatever time it was. I said, really?
David, you see where the idea for OSCON invasion came from, huh?
Yeah.
I said, if you're going to have a meeting like that, you need me to be there. He said, well, come. I said, I can't. I'm speaking. Exactly. He had no idea who I was. Uh-huh. So I made it really clear that that was not going to happen. And so Douglas was very brave and did change the time to about 20 minutes into my program. So I had this vision that we were going to announce that 20 minutes into my program that there was going to be a podcast meeting. I was going to watch half the audience get up and walk out. So I was not thrilled. Plus, I wanted to be at the meeting because I think I'm boring. And we did announce it, and luckily nobody walked out, but I worked overtime to make sure those butts stayed in my chairs for my talk.
Meanwhile, I'm in the room upstairs seeing if anyone's going to come and say hi, and then the audience is making sounds, just getting the audience to know oohing and awing.
But we had a good time anyway, because
this is a blogging conference, and people are laughing. What? Yeah. I'm not supposed to be laughing.
Oh, we did have a great time, and as a consequence, I gave him a very exclusive and very fun interview. So we had a really good time, and then a month or so later, I can't remember later.
Yeah,
I finally moved to Oregon, and maybe I was in Oregon at the time. I don't know. I think I just moved. Anyway, I then got in my motorhome. It was snowing like crazy, and we had no electricity up where I was staying. So I was in my little tiny motorhome, and I drove down to a nearby hotel and stood in there stealing their Wi-Fi and doing our next fabulous interview.
And there will be a link to that interview on the show notes for this show, because that was a great show we did.
It was really fun, and I was so freaking cold. I was jumping up.
You did
I had
not
my
tell
headphone,
us that be that.
Headphone microphone on. I'm parked outside this hotel, and I'm jumping around doing jumping jacks and dancing and doing all these things, trying to stay warm while we were doing the interview. It was really, really funny. So that was a really good time, and I really appreciated that. That was really fun. We covered everything. It was great. So what are we going to cover on this podcast?
Well, the reason
this has already been insanely entertaining.
Yeah, David, I told you you'd want to be on the show. Well, we are going to talk about something, but something just came up that I want to mention. It has nothing to do with you, Laurel. Well, not that much.
Okay.
Literally.
Fingers and ears.
Oh, you can still listen. 20 minutes ago, David will know about this. David, you remember we were at OSCON, right? Actually, no, I'll tell Laurel you were at, because it pertains. I actually put on a PHP meetup event about a month ago in San Jose, coordinated with the OSCON, Open Source Convention, that took place in San Jose. And David was there, and about 10 of us were there, and it was really great. And we had sort of a meetup thing. And we got to go around OSCON together in the exhibit hall and all that.
Yes, and it was a long drive to get there.
Yes, David drove all the way here from Washington and back.
Yeah, from Spokane, Washington. Not just Washington, Spokane, Washington.
So
I have family there. Lovely.
So, but David, you'll recall when at the OSCON Expo Hall, they did this passport thing, right?
Right, yes.
Yeah, now I apparently got mine on the Wednesday, and they ran out, so you guys couldn't do it, which is a shame, I think. But, oh well. Anyway, but you go... You've probably heard of these things, Laurel. You go around to a bunch of exhibitors, get stickers and such. You turn it in, and you enter a prize drawing.
Okay.
So, David, guess what email I got 20 minutes ago?
Well,
you won?
It's a prize, I'm sure, but I haven't the slightest idea what it is.
I won the grand prize.
No way.
I won a Pogo Linux Intel workstation.
Oh, my gosh.
And
kidding
I literally found out this 20 minutes ago.
Rock on!
Give me a link. Well, I gotta see that.
It's on my it's in my email, so I have to forward that to you, David.
So exciting! Now, are you gonna take that with you to DC?
I've got first of all, I'm leaving in 2.5 days, so I've got my own MacBook. And actually, that leads to my next question, David. What am I going to do with a Pogo Linux Intel workstation?
Give it away.
You're going to sell it.
Yeah,
get
probably.
Some money for a Mac desktop.
Not even, probably just to. So I haven't even had time because, today I've been.
I don't know. You'll have to just think about it. You'll just have to sit on it and think about what you're going to do because you don't want to make any rash decisions. But that is so cool.
Well, I have to see. This is. Random. I'm in the middle of getting ready for this recording. I've been updating our website all day. Here's what it says on OSCON's website. It's a Progo Linux Intel workstation, Core i7-920 processor, 6 gigabytes of RAM, a 1 terabyte SATA 2 drive, and retails for $2,000.
Oh, my God.
Now, I've never used Linux.
Give it to me. I'm going to have an orgasm here. Oh, I want it.
David, I can see the forum topics now. Get Laurel on every single podcast we ever do.
Yes, I can see it now.
You have
too.
To realize that my husband doesn't bring me flowers.
Oh,
when I'm really, really miserable, he brings me terabyte portable hard drives and 500 gig thumb drives. You know, that turns me on. So this thing is sweet.
I can definitely understand that. There were like four prizes, and that is the grand prize. That's what they sent in the email. You got the grand prize. So, yeah, I haven't had time to process that yet. I'll probably end up, trying to sell it because I'm going to have to, be living off my own for the first time ever starting in a few days. So, yeah.
You do have one small bonus in there in that they haven't shipped it yet. They want you to email them an address where they can ship it to.
Yeah.
But then the question arises, what are you going to do with it?
Send it out somewhere. So we'll deal with that. But that's not why we got Laurel on the show. So I thought I'd mention that, David.
Yeah.
All right. So here's why I got her on the show.
6 gig RAM. Oh my God.
Okay. All right. I'm better now.
Careful, Laurel. Remember, you just had surgery.
I know.
Deep breath.
I think I finally killed this fly that's been bothering me.
So why am I here?
Deep breath. All right. So one of the things that we've been wanting to talk about, we discussed at that OSCON Invasion meetup, David, was we want to try to encourage more users to start up local PHPBB meetups. So Laurel, among all of her other things, she's contributed with Woopra, which does live stats for websites, particularly blogs and things like that. She does a great blog at laurel.wordpress.com. We'll talk about some of the other stuff. But she is a contributor to a site called the WordCamp Report, wordcamp.info. And you may have heard, WordPress has a whole bunch of things, local events they do called WordCamps or other meetups. Laurel can tell us all about WordCamps.
WordPress does not do them. That's just some clarification. These are our grassroots things. So the community, local WordPress fans get together and they decide that they want to meet other WordPress fans. There's something really fascinating about the WordPress community that I have not seen in any other groups that I have been to. And that is that WordPress people want to work with WordPress people. And they're really sincere about that. It's very, very exciting. I mean, people who are fans of something else, they like to get together, do something. But this is really sincere. WordPress people want to work with WordPress people. And they want it. And there's something about WordPress because it's not, you can have a blog on dogs, somebody else have a blog on cats or on trucks and trailers or whatever you want, politics, whatever you want to have. So you'd think there'd be no commonality. And WordPress is a phenomenal common community. And it seems to have built this passion. So you'll be sitting. I can't tell you how many people that I have talked to who think they're the only blogger in their neighborhood or in their community. They really feel isolated. With WordPress, that isolation has been broken down. So it's not I'm the only blogger. It's now I'm one of many WordPress users. I'm part of that community. And they're getting together. They started about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and now it's really taken off. And they're all over the world. So it's fascinating to watch the people on their own just say, I want to get to know other WordPress members. They put out a little tweet. They put out a blog post. People go, oh, yeah, me too. And before you know it, they've got, 5, 10, 20 people all going, we got to get together. We got to have these meetups. We got to meet once a month at the old user group meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to this and we got to that. And then before you know it, they want to do a big annual event. And that is very exciting because people will come. I've been at WordCamp events where people have driven literally hundreds, if not thousands, miles to get there, or they've flown in. I was up in Toronto at WordCamp Toronto, and two guys had seen Toronto listed. They got a friend there, and they went, shoot, that's as good a weekend as any to go up and visit them. So they flew all the way from L.A. Mm-hmm. to do WordCamp Toronto and see their friend at the same time. I said, which one drew you here first, the WordCamp?
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. And so, you know, I've done Israel, and I'm getting ready to do the Netherlands, possibly Israel again. I'm talking to some people in Italy maybe, and they've been in Australia, they've been in China, they've been in Malaysia, they've been in Thailand. I did WordCamp Toronto, Dallas, Chicago, Las Vegas, Whistler, Canada. They're getting ready to do the 22nd of August is the Fraser Valley, WordCamp mm-hmm. Fraser Valley. There's WordCamp Seattle and WordCamp Portland are coming up in September. They're all over the place, and they're so much fun. And, boy, we have such a great time doing them. But it's all organic. There is a central.wordcamp.org main site. They have some information on doing it. The WordCamp report at wordcamp.info has a lot of tips and information. There's also a Facebook and LinkedIn sites for people who want to talk to each other about producing WordCamps. Mm-hmm. And there's some talk going around about a WordCamp for WordCamp producers. Hopefully, the first part of next year, we're going to be able to put that together.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's interesting because I don't think you were there, Laurel, but I was at the first WordCamp back in 2006, and and it's kind of interesting looking at right. that. And PHPBB, they did their first event last year. How Matt Mullenweg kind of talked about, you know, this was just kind of an idea he had, like literally 5 or 6 weeks prior, you know, and he said in his pajamas, get to the thing up saying, you know, WordCamp, we're gonna have a meet somewhere, something's gonna happen. It was originally gonna be, you know, sort of an automatic group meetup and, you know, kind of involved into an event, which, you know, kind of that year was more of a sort of
bar camp. It's unconferencing.
Unconference. Yeah. You know, I sort of did a little presentation on podcasting, despite the fact that I just started like four weeks earlier. And from there, then we had the 2007 one, a little more organized, and that's the one you were at. And after that, it started sprouting up for the more unofficial grassroots ones, this individual WordPress users putting up a site. I want to start a WordCamp event, and getting other people involved, having speakers, people from Automatic and local community members presenting unconference events. And now it's really taken off into an ecosystem. The reason I compare this...
It's really amazing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what was so fun, it was snowballed so fast in 2006. And what was amazing is that I spoke at like 3 or 4 WordCamps in 2006 mm-hmm. after the one in San Francisco, and including the very first what's classified as official. In other words, we had Serious Report and whatnot, the very first international one, which was in Israel mm-hmm. in fall of 2006. So it snowballed really, really fast.
Absolutely.
And it was very, very exciting.
Because I'll let you get there, David, in just a minute. I want to draw the parallel to last year in PHPBB, the teams put together an official thing they called Londonvasion in London, which has not snowballed, to use your term, as fast. Now, again, for them, they also kind of conceived it more as a meetup for the teams, not as much for the community. But I was hoping
right.
to
it
be able
was,
to discuss
it. Was
it.
Initially designed.
Go ahead, David. You were there.
Yeah, it was initially. Everybody said, you know what, let's have the teams meet up, so the planning went that way. And then after a while, somebody's like, hey, well, you know, why don't we open this up to the community? And there was some discussion back and forth, and like, oh, okay, you know, fine, we can let some community members in. So that was sort of the thinking behind that. It was not designed to be a community wide meetup initially. It was meant to be the team wide meetup, and then we opened it up to the community after that, which is, I think, part of the reason why it hasn't snowballed into the larger community groups meetup. Now, my question about WordCamp and those kind of things, is that officially sponsored by WordPress, or is that all grassroots sponsored?
100% grassroots. The only recently has WordPress and Automatic has helped. Now, help is kind of... they help promote. They will help give stickers and maybe some prizes and things like that. But they don't actually pay. Mm-hmm. There's some, you know, little bits of donation to help somebody who's really, you know, hurting or something like that to produce something. But it's all grassroots and sponsors. People are desperate. Groups are desperate to find local people to help offset the cost so they can keep the price as low as possible. And it's been phenomenally successful. You get... I've been at the longest one was in Toronto. That was the first time it was three. It was a Thursday night and then Friday, all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. That was the very first
three-day
event. It was serious. It was so much fun. Oh, my God. We packed the place. And I was really stunned how many people were there on Sunday that held through all 3 days. I can't remember because it was a fairly small venue, 250, 300 maybe, 200. I can't remember the number. They all kind of, I did a 5 week jaunt of WordCamps and conferences, 6 weeks, sorry, 6 weeks that took me all over the place. I wasn't home, so the numbers blend together. Mm-hmm. But it was amazing to, you know, this is all done, but sponsorship is a big challenge to help offset the costs because the ticket price cannot pay for the whole event.
Absolutely.
Unless you get a lot of donated space and a lot of donated, you know, things, but then again, that's donations are also kind of sponsors. Mm-hmm. But one thing you said, David, that makes the difference in defining a very successful event from a closed event, which can be successful, and that's inclusion. By having the premise of, oh, we'll just open it up to the community is not stupid. They get that. They get it loud and clear. So they want to participate because they're kind of jealous and they want to see what's going on, but it won't last unless it is truly, truly inclusive. It just won't go anywhere. There's no hope and no future, no matter what you're involved in. Mm-hmm. Even your own blog, even your own podcast, if it isn't inclusive of the audience, if it isn't inclusive of the participants, it ain't going to work.
And
it's
of course,
just a fact.
We talk about forums and communities, and that speaks for those even more than anything else, probably. Or as much
Absolutely.
As
yeah, it does, because it has to be a mutual effort by everybody, and where to make a community successful, mm-hmm. that has to happen, you know.
And now how you do that is rather fascinating.
Yeah.
And when you're doing an event, mm-hmm. it's very fascinating what that inclusiveness means. And does that mean that we have all the pros and all the experts that are paid all the big bucks to get all the fame and all the glory get to stand up on the stage and pontificate? Or is it inclusive to have one or two and then the rest be some very down-to-earth simple people who have never stood up on a stage in their life or who have very limited experience and everyone is compassionate and understanding to know and supportive to know that this is their first chance and this is what should happen? And at WordCamp San Francisco this year in 2008, they are nine, whatever year we're in.
Nine.
It's been a busy, busy year. They brought in several speakers that had not gotten up on a stage in a formal, in a format like that ever before. And one was her name is gone. We'll have to look it up. But she was absolutely phenomenal. A young woman who writes tremendous WordPress plugins she has a vast clientele. She'd never stood up in front of people in that kind of a format and explain what she does. Everyone was so supportive. And she was actually fascinating, really fascinating to listen to once we all understood that she was terrified, which wouldn't you be? And but it was great. They all cheered around. It was packed, absolutely packed. At WordCamp Dallas that I was at just a few weeks ago, we had several grassroots people, local people, Tony Sakala, he's actually spoken at a lot of things, and he runs the WordPress meetups there and is that's one of the hottest, most popular WordPress meetup groups in the world. Is the one that is in Dallas. They are doing amazing, amazing things there. And so he got up and spoke. And DB Ferguson, I'm so proud of her. She runs the No Facts Zone, which is the number one Stephen Colbert fan blog. And she talked about building a fan community with WordPress and about what are the things that worked for her in you know the process and what she learned as she went along to move her site into number one. And it was all about inclusion. It was all about, except about having the community participate in the process instead of, you know, being my blog, doing my way and my thing. She realized right away that she needed help. And so she asked and she got it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the magic of all of these kinds of things. So she got a chance to share. And that was amazing. She did a great job.
It's interesting. I think, at least from my experience at the meetup we had a month ago for PHPBB, is that there was a really different connection, I think, getting to meet with people that have communicated with on forums or on blogs or on IRC.
And even podcasts.
We talk to them all the time. Podcasts. You know, even, you know, it's probably the closest person we usually get with, you know, talking on a podcast. But when you actually get to meet them face-to-face and then, you know, you get to do some things and then you sit down and get to have, you know, person-to-person conversation, there's just something so different about that dynamic and so unique when you get to sit down with people you've never met in real life before and get to, you know, talk about common interests. And that's one of the best things about holding meetups like WordCamps and you know, PHPBB's different invasions and stuff.
I'll tell you what was
communication.
Tell you what was funny about the London Vasion meetup was the fact that you had people from all different nationalities. I mean, you had people from Germany, you had people mm-hmm. from the Netherlands, you had people from Scotland, from England, from the United States, and even the southern United States. And so everybody had their own different way of talking, different accents and things like that. And we'd never really heard anybody else talk before. And so then when you would read their posts on the forum, you would hear their voice in their accent in their posts. It was really hilarious. And, you know, so sometimes, you know, for Penna Penguin, who was from the southern United States, who had a really southern accent, reading his posts took the longest.
Yeah.
After London Vasion.
And of course, there's always the fun of trying to figure out how to pronounce people's usernames. Like, of course, we've always had that on the podcast, but, you know, you guys in real life had to kind of recreate that, you know.
Yeah. Liz Strauss and I started earlier this year with SobCon, which is one of the hottest conferences that I think that everybody who's serious about business, online business, needs to go to.
It was like successful
bloggers. And outstanding bloggers That's conference.
It. Yes.
Its tagline is Biz School for Bloggers. Mm-hmm. And this year, they've already opened registration because it sells out every year. So she's opened up, Liz has opened up registration really, really early. You can check it out at Sob Event, SOBE. SOB event.
Laurel, how do you spell SOBEE?
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
How do you spell that?
I just asked that.
Anyway, so Sob event will get you all the information you need. And that's a really, really hot conference. And one of the underlying themes of the conference this year was in May in Chicago was that we're changing the whole, we got to change the whole conversation because everything is, you know, B2B, business to business, and all, you know, brick to brick, and all these different, you know, we have all these acronyms. And what's most important when you're working with customers, when you're working with clients in the virtual world, is that you have to remember that, first of all, the same etiquette and technique that is used meeting somebody face to face, F to F, we call it, is the same that needs to happen online. You need to treat everybody like an individual, and you need to have respect for them. That is very critical. If you know that the conversation doesn't change just because it moves into the virtual world. The second part of it is, it's really important to move towards from V to V, virtual to virtual, to F to F, face to face. We have to make that mathematical, you know, V to V, F to F. We have to make that transition because I want to work with people who work in my community, who live in my community. I want to support my community. I love working with people all over the world. But there's something special about wanting to support your own neighborhood. And you can call it green, you can call it whatever you want to. It's the global village. So moving the conversation through conferences, meetups, through that social interaction, whatever that looks like, it's got to go from V to V to F to F because that's where the value is. Now you, and what is fun? Honest to God, what is the most fun about WordCamps that I love, and I don't get it quite as much as I do at a lot of other conferences, is that we know each other. We know each other really well. And so when we meet in person, the conversation doesn't start with, hi, how are you? So how's the weather? How's your day? So how's the family? That's gone. We discussed that 4 hours ago on Twitter. We are now into conversation. The conversation has not ended. We are already in the middle of it. So it's like the paragraph hasn't come. We haven't hit the period yet. We're just keep on plowing through. And it's fascinating to watch. It's even more fascinating to participate. Where I have met people I've been doing conferences all over the world, I'm involved with real estate bar camps, which are great fun, helping real estate agents really understand this new market, the new virtual market. Changes everything for them because they're used to the F2F. This virtual stuff is just mind-boggling.
Right, the face-to-face market is kind of declining right now, if you notice the economy, anyway.
But it's actually shifting. So now initiation, the cold calling is not phones and flyers and signs and billboards and ads and newspapers. It's through the web, and then they have to draw it back to the face-to-face because that really makes all the difference. But anyways, a real estate bar camp in Denver, and there was now I forgot the name. I lost it. But anyway, somebody that I've known for, isn't that awful? Here I am trying to talk about the personal and I have space on the person. Anyway, comes running up to me, goes, "Oh my God, Laurel." And I looked down at the name tag and went, "Oh my God, Joshua," and we just grab, and then he says, "Oh, and that thing you said about the other day about blah blah," and I said, "Yes, and you got about this," and we just, and people just looked at us like we were insane. They had no idea what we were talking about because we were still continuing the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It's magic.
Absolutely. So here's what I'd like to get a little bit, glean a little bit of info from you, Laurel. Had this great experience this summer. You know, I said, back in late December, I want to do a PHP BB meetup here in the Bay Area. First thing I thought, let's do a big conference like WordCamp, like London Vision, like anything like that. Have it be the conference for the Western United States. That'd be great. Now what do? Because there's all this stuff you got to prepare and find locations. And I know I'm not even 18 yet. I don't have a credit. I don't have money to my name. So that kind of I don't have time for this. I've got school. That went by the wayside. Eventually, it turned out to be more of a tiny, we're in a meetup alongside OSCON, and I'm going to call it OSCON-vasion, and it was just going to be kind of that, and there was like 8 people that came, which is more than I was expecting. It grew a little bit from there in that we did some, we ended up doing a birds of a feather session at the convention center, so, free location, free Wi-Fi because of where we are. We're going to go out to dinner at a burger joint, so because it's cheap. And and David and someone else, Adam, ended up bringing equipment, and so they were able to do some fancy things like record it and stream it live on video and all that.
We ended up having a much bigger live audience over the internet than we did, in
exactly,
person.
Which is great. But
it was good, but still, one of the larger audience in person would have been great too, but. The fact that so many people did show up in the virtual world was nice because the PHPBB community spreads out so far. It's worldwide and it's not just localized. And that's kind of unfortunate in many ways, too.
But my point is, I think that the idea of getting to go to a local event like a WordCamp is great. But the thought of setting it up is very intimidating. And I was, quite up to my neck just getting OSCON Vasion set up, and that was, as low budget as you can possibly get. No sponsors, no cost. Anything we had was people bringing the stuff as a great measure of goodwill. So based on your experience, Laurel, for someone who would want to get this set up, what kind of things should they, be prepared for, try to get other people involved, based on your experience?
First of all, I think your method is the best. Wing it. Really, once you start being serious about the process of it, which you do have to be serious, you have to have a plan. But once you start being really serious about it and you start involving sponsors and you start doing you get obligations, responsibilities, and it's really, really complex. So I recommend that everybody, first of all, start simple. Get an idea. Mm-hmm. Have a theme. Whatever the function is. I'm gonna address the WordCamps because I love them and I love talking about them.
Yeah.
Some of the most fun WordPress events and WordCamps have been in a park, a public park, where you had, 30 to 100 people show up so that you could, shout. There were no slideshows, no slide decks and prez and all the other, words that mean ill. It was just people talking and everybody wanted to talk to each other. And then then somebody stood up and talked. I mean, how t- tough is that to go to get permission from the local city or whatever you some and if it's small enough, you don't need permission.
Yeah.
And you just put together, you know, who do you know and who can do what, and you just do it. Now, if weather does not permit and location does not permit, and you know that you're going to have more than, you know, 50 people show up, then you have to get a little more serious about it. Mm-hmm. And the first thing to do is to, honest to God, is find people to help you.
Yeah.
Put out the word that you're interested and respond to every single person with not just, hi, thank you, I'll get back to you.
But here's what you can do.
Something to do with to find out what their skill set is, give them a challenge, give them a test, get them to, I really recommend, hey, I'm interested in doing this. Let's meet at, again, they have an action step. The people that show up first are the ones, that are going to follow, have some follow through on it. And then work on a plan. Now, there's something that's really, really important. This is a community, when you put together these things, this is teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have process by committee, but it is decision by dictator.
It has to be.
Honest to God.
Because, yeah.
Nothing gets done. Nothing gets done.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Or it will take forever for something to get done.
Yeah.
Right. And we've had a lot of problems with some WordCamps that keep talk. It's like, how many freaking times do you need to have a meeting to talk about having another meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Make the basic core decision be a one to three people decision of, first you have to get a clue of how many people are going to show up. And it isn't just how many people are going to show up, but how many people do you want to show up? I think that's really important. It's underestimated. We want everyone in the world. Excuse me? I don't want everyone in the world. I'm not interested in everyone in the world. I need, so be really clear with how many people do you want? What kind of a conference do you want? Do you want it to be huge with two big screens and, live streaming out to another room to handle the overflow like we did in Dallas, and high tech and TV monitoring and all these things? Or do you want it to be in a park or in a school, elementary schools?
Of course, I had to have a live stream because I do a live podcast. I'm fancy.
Right. So you'd want to have that, but then you're going to have to make that step to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of elementary schools and high schools and colleges that are empty in the summer. There's no reason, or on holidays, you can work, many of them will donate space, or you pay them a couple $100 and they're happy for the publicity.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of cheap places to have the things. It doesn't have to be in a 5-star hotel.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be big, lots of money thrown at it. So mm-hmm. figure out what type of event you want. Do you want it really intimate? Do you want it really high class? Do you want it just middle of the road? Do you want it more unconferencey? That will then dictate how many people, where you should have it,
mm-hmm.
and when you should have it. Now, one of the problems I find with a lot of WordCamp people, they say, okay, we want it to be September 26, 2009. Go. And the problem with that is no facilities are available on that mm-hmm. particular date. So now you have to go around. We've already announced it's going to be on the 26th. Now we have no venue.
Just kidding.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Don't put the cart in the wrong spot. I think
that's the thing that kind of threw me at first is like, you want to be able to do this, but you sort of wonder, well, who's going to respond when I don't have a date or even a real time? I don't have a place. I don't have this. I don't have this. I don't la, 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 la. And who's really going to respond and be able to make this work? You think that you need to have the whole thing prepared. I'm a very that kind of person. Everything needs to be ship shape and ready to go before I make it public.
Right. But it's really important to have that first thing, who's interested, and let's meet at.
Mm-hmm.
Because that shows you who's involved. It gives you feedback from them on what they expect, what they want to see. You put that together and then you start making decisions. And that's easier to do than going, okay, I envision this in my head. Now I've got to have it all locked down. You're one person. Get your team together.
Mm-hmm.
And always have backup, just like you should be doing on your blog and website and forums.
Uh-huh.
Back up your people. If one person's in charge of finding a venue, have two other people also looking at the same time so they can step in when the idiot one backs out. So always have, backup people involved. But really be clear about your vision of what you want to create, and then everything else will go into place. When it comes to sponsors, that's probably the hardest thing.
Mm-hmm.
People get so weirded out about asking for money.
Yeah, because everyone does it these days.
Yeah, there's the Kickstarter at kickstarter.com is a kind of quasi nonprofit fund your fundraiser event. And some WordCamps, Matt Mullenweg just recently said, you know, this is a cool idea. If you're looking for people to help fund your WordCamp, this is a fun, you know, that's a fun service to take advantage of. But I'm more simple. I like really simple. First of all, the first people that most people who are putting together a WordCamp event or for your organization think about is tech. Mm-hmm. You want tech sponsors.
Yeah.
Well, that's all nice, but there's a whole lot of people. Tech people are tired of being asked to sponsor tech events. Mm-hmm. So it's often really hard to justify them doing that. Unless you know, it's for the whole WordPress community. It's millions and millions of users. No, it isn't. It's for the neighborhood.
Yeah. Whoops.
You know, they don't give a crap about all the millions and millions and millions. Mm-hmm. You know, you can say, well, we film every single speaker and we'll have your signs up there and whatnot. And that will go to WordPress.tv and be seen by millions of people. It's not. They're seen by a few thousand. Uh-huh. It reaches out. But if their audience isn't out there in the world, their audience is in their community and neighborhood, they're not interested. So, you know, with tech people, tech companies have been over-asked. So think about all the other groups. First of all, the employers or owners who show up, the employees or owners of, you know, companies who show up to volunteer, have them ask their companies. Mm-hmm. Really simple to pitch in. And you can do things where you can actually ask for money or you can ask for contributions in kind, mm-hmm. like t-shirts or food, yeah. or whatever.
Food. Very important.
Yeah. Very important. Yeah, I know, Douglas.
Wi-Fi. Also, many people seem to think Wi-Fi. It's very important.
You know, ask them to pitch in for things. Yeah. In Portland, Oregon, it is a requirement. I don't know about Spokane, but in Portland, Oregon, it is a requirement to have a keg at all tech events. I learned that lesson. So every community has their own sting. And that was the one there.
All right.
So somebody had donated a keg for WordCamp Portland.
Oh, great.
You know, and I was so surprised. And they said, no, it's a requirement. Oh. Isn't that interesting? I wouldn't know that.
By law or just by custom?
Well, I'm sure in Portland there's a law.
Oh, sure.
So,
note to self.
Yeah. Yeah. Visit Portland more often.
Portland, Maine, maybe.
Yeah. Now that you're going to be on the other coast, you're going to be a coastie.
Yeah. Anyway.
But anyway, so the point is, but think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Printing companies. People have to have business cards done. So why can't a printing card company find demographics within, you know, a WordCamp event?
Mm-hmm.
What about people who sell postage? People are still using letters. I'm just pulling it out of my head. DVD makers, stereo makers, things that are related to tech that are not tech. But think outside of it.
Yeah.
How about employment hiring companies? How about law firms? All these people are reliant on tech, but we don't think about them.
Mm-hmm.
And they would love to get exposure to these people. So why not? Why not ask beyond, you know, Intel, Microsoft, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, leave Silicon Valley or wherever they are, Silicon Wadi, whatever, leave them alone and go after other sponsors, and big sponsors will come once the little sponsors start talking up the noise. Yeah. You know, if you go to a big sponsor, you say, well, I have da 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 da, there's 10 sponsors here already. Would you like to participate? Well, yeah. But if you go to them first, they're not so helpful. A really big lesson was learned in by Dwayne Story, who produced the WordCamp Whistler in Whistler, British Columbia, which was an amazing WordCamp. It was so much fun to be in the place where the Winter Olympics are going to be next year. That was a beautiful WordCamp, and it had people came up from Vancouver and from Calgary and from all over Canada to this event. It was amazing. And he had a political campaign want to sponsor WordCamp. And at the time, he was really hurting. He was really hurting for the money to help offset this. And
I think I know where the story is going.
Yeah, well, he was really nervous about taking it. And uh-huh. and I wrote this up actually on the WordCamp report. He was really nervous about it, and he finally decided that it was okay, but he had very strict rules for them. And in the end, that sponsor was the most helpful, the least pain in the ass.
Uh-huh.
And other people who only gave a little bit of money expected tens of thousands of dollars of return on that little tiny bit of money investment and were annoying and horrid. And this, you know, he said, honestly, I would take 20 of them, whether I believe or support their position or not. than the other big time numbers. So sometimes your smallest ones can actually be the best ones. But then again, if the sponsor is actually an insult or against what you believe in, or is it totally and completely inappropriate, then don't risk it, because reputation is more important than taking the money. But for him, it worked out awesome. He was so thrilled. And so be open to all the possibilities and don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah.
Makes all the difference in the world. And having them help, get them involved. Don't just have them throw money. Ask them to be involved in helping with the registration. You know, they have people wearing t-shirts and helping registration and being a part of the process of it, because they often will have such a great time. They'll be the first ones to jump on board when you do it the next time.
I would add something else, though, to your, you know, in addition to having a vision, you'd also have to be a little bit realistic. For example, for me to have put on a big, you know, WordCamp style conference, like you've said, with the two screens and the Wi-Fi and, you know, food, two meals and all that. I mean, I've seen it done. There was a friend of mine, Laurel, you know Daniel Brusilovsky.
Of course.
He did his
there's the third rotary phone again.
He did his teens and tech, you know, conference back in January, and it was a really big, you know, type of thing, and
he had a lot of help and a lot of production.
But, yeah, mm-hmm. But that, for me to do something like that, that's not realistic as much. You know, this PHPB is Fred's bar thinner. I said I'd like to do this. Did not get much back in response. And I could have gone one or two ways. I was tempted to say, you know what, it's not going to happen. I don't have the money to put into it. You know, I saw from the WordCamp Dallas, they wrote, you know, he had a budget which involved, you know, tens of thousands of dollars to get the thing.
Well, it was a huge event.
Absolutely. And I'm sure it's the first WordCamp San Francisco would have been a couple of $1,000s, because, you know, I happen to know to get that Swedish American Hall is $2,500 for a day, and that's just starting with the venue. So for me to have done something like that for PHPB at least this year, was not feasible. I could have either said forget it, it's not going to happen, or someone had the idea, what if we did a smaller meetup at OSCON?
Absolutely.
And I eventually warmed up to the idea, jumped on it, was able to actually get something a little bigger than I expected out of it. We had 8 people come, which is, you know, not a huge conference, could have been done in a park. But the 8 of us that came, we had a great time. We went around OSCON during the day. We did an event to two live people in the evening and a few dozen people online. And the next day we went to the Tech Museum in San Jose just to have fun, and we had the best time, and we, you know, chatted about stuff. We had a 2-hour conversation. David wasn't there at this point because he had to leave, but we had a 2-hour conversation about things we would like to see PHPBB do. And one of the guys said, we've probably discussed more in this 2 hours than we have online in the past year.
Oh, yeah.
And it was I came away from that so inspired. And I'm not even part of the project anymore. I do a podcast. And it's so amazing, just that small little meetup of 8 people.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's not important that it have golden statues. It's not important. Matt Mullenweg of WordPress and Automattic, he loves talking about some of his favorite WordCamps. And one of his, he had a very memorable one in Greece, which was in a park. And he had no idea, just showed up. And there's a bunch of people sitting on the grass. And he's going, okay, what's this?
Uh-huh.
And then he's a lot of memorable ones, because he really made a point this last few years of going to just, you know, as many as possible. And I went to a whole bunch of, you know, the other ones. And there was one in, I think it was the Philippines. No, where was it? Gosh, it was somewhere in Asia, in Hong Kong or something, where it had, there was a big swimming pool outside this restaurant or hotel. And they had him speak on a karaoke microphone.
Oh, boy.
In front of the food, there was a big buffet, and he's standing in front of the food on the opposite side of the audience across the swimming pool. So he's got the food behind him.
I'd love to see a painting
karaoke
of this.
Microphone, and the swimming pool between him and the audience. And he said, and it wasn't really acoustically perfect. And he wasn't even sure he was getting his message across. But here's this swimming pool right there. And he's talking to the swimming pool. And they loved him. So, you know, and then it started raining and you can't hear yourself think when it's pouring down rain there. So it, you never know. I've had,
I hope they had a canopy over the food.
That I don't have the detail on.
Oh, but, dear.
You know, some happen in bars. They happen all over the place and in some very funny things. And the idea is to have fun. In Portland, one of my funnest ones, I mean, I have so many memories from so many wonderful WordCamps and more coming up. In Portland, I did, because it was the first one I was able to do in my own, you know, brand new hometown, I could have more fun because my stuff didn't have to fit in a suitcase. And so I dressed up as the WordPress fairy blog mother. And it was a riot. No one had any idea. And we did this whole surprise thing and it was hysterical. My eyelashes kept getting stuck together. It was awful. And, I was totally outrageous. And then we talked about trying to get a picture with the fairy blog mother, to promote it, to get twit pics and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so the sponsor said, instead of doing it inside, let's all go downstairs. And I'm thinking, oh my God, we now have like 200 people that we're going to organize to go downstairs outside of the building in the middle of this conference and have their picture taken. What an energy stopper. That's ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
And I was so against it. I was so totally against it. And when I was done, they said, all right, we're going all downstairs to get a picture. Everybody got out. They all walked downstairs with all their cameras. Uh-huh. They gave all their cameras to a bunch of people who then lined up at the side of the building. I'm, you know, being stupid blog mother, hysterical costume and everything. And we took a bunch of pictures. And then the main sponsor one of the organizers said, all right, let's take over Portland. Everyone into the streets. And before I knew it, I was being dragged out across this very busy main road in downtown Portland, three lanes wide. And we're stopping traffic with all of us out in the middle, dancing in the middle of the road. And we came back and the energy level was even higher.
Oh, dear.
So you never know.
Kids don't necessarily try to visit home. You could get arrested. You could get arrested.
That kind of insanity was totally appreciated. Mm-hmm. And everyone loved it. And I'm thinking, oh my God, they're all going to hate this. This is just too camp, too bizarre, too unpredictable. And it was really, really fun. And then I have so many memorable ones, but just recently at WordCamp Dallas, because this is my second year, doing this. And I know so many of the people very, very well doing this. And I love this WordCamp because there is no punches pulled and there is no pull that is not pulled. I mean, every stop is pulled. It's party time. It is serious party event. And so I was able to really let everything go and did my whole presentation was Star Trek based. I was talking tags and
Laurel,
categories.
You don't know. David's site is called the Star Trek Guide Forums.
Yeah.
His icon, his avatar is Jean-Luc Picard.
I see that. Honey,
everybody pictured at our meetups, everybody pictured me to be bald. it was funny.
Instead, you just had the cowboy hat on, David.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, the whole thing was done. The USS WordPress has been called in to deal with an epidemic of uncategorized fever in the Blognex galaxy, and we're headed to Blogillion 3 Prime.
Okay. I'll tell you about Deck 15 sometime, Laurel. one more. Last thing
we had so much fun, and that's when you can really cut loose. When you've been doing this for a long time, you can really cut loose. We had the greatest time, and there was this whole back-channel argument over which was better, Star Wars or Star Trek. And I was like, I'm here to talk about tags and categories. Don't get carried away.
of course.
But we had a really good time, and that's part of the fun of doing all of these things, you need to have some serious, but then have some fun, and you never know what will happen, and let it happen. Just let it happen and go with it, because it's so much fun.
There's one thing I want to get. One more thing. We're getting a little low on my time, but I want to get your opinion on this, Laurel. Based on your experience seeing WordCamps grow and become, you know, more popular, get more events going on for the WordPress community, what are some things you think, without knowing as little as you probably know about PHPBB, you think PHPBB could do to try to ignite more of those kinds of local PHPBB type meetings, try to get our community more engaged in putting on these types of meetups throughout the wherever that people are.
Okay, first of all, lose the arrogancy.
Thank you. My personal good for you, David. They've been working on that quite a bit, but you know, there's always more better they can do.
Number two, quit making excuses. Seriously.
You got me.
It's because honestly, if Matt had stood up and said, "We're going to have these meetings," nothing would have happened because the boss just told us we had to. You know, it's like a work environment. Oh, yeah, we have to do it because the boss said we're supposed to have fun.
Uh-huh.
You know, really?
I need a David, let's just put that on a sound effect, okay?
I know.
Anytime the teams make some excuse that we don't like, we'll just play Laurel doing that.
Laurel,
you never got your toilet sound for the Akismet spam button.
Yeah, we need that. Dave Moyer always gets sound bites out of me for his sound effects. I just love it. But but honestly, drop the arrogancy, stop the excuses. That's the honest truth. And get out of people's freaking way. If these are going to happen, they have to happen because people are inspired to make them happen. They have to happen because they want to get involved. So forget the big events. Start out with meetups. Start out with a group of things. Create an incentive. And if you can do that by example, lead by example. As soon as you get to DC, I give you one month to unpack and find out where the hell you're going to school and what's going to happen. 1 month. And then I expect to hear news. You better email me. You get or chat me. Whatever. You know how to find me. You know how to find me, baby.
I know how to find you. You know
how to
find me.
And have a meetup. Tweet a meetup. Of, you know, all people who are involved in this, and don't give it fancy hunky names or anything. Give it names that represent something to the people, you know, who are involved in these things. You know, again, cut the arrogancy. You know, anybody who's involved with these things, you know, come meet up at blah blah, and just see what happens. If two people show up, you are now 200% better than you were. So look at it not as the glass half full, because the next meeting, if you have enough fun and you don't go, "Oh God, I'm too pimple," if you go, "All right, so tell me about how you get excited about it," see what, and interview them. I mean, why can't you have a little 15-minute interview from somebody at one of your meetings here? You know, interview them and find out how they're doing.
Maybe even get a user group going. You know,
yeah, and see what happens. And the next meeting, you know, schedule the next meeting. And then have 6 people show up. That's cool. Uh-huh. Then 8, 12. But give everybody a chance to have their say and see what happens. And once you get this grassroots going and you get people that are enthusiastic about it and you get rid of the arrogancy and you get rid of the excuse and you get out of people's way, honest to God, you will have momentum and enough volunteers and team to create something even bigger. But don't try to build the Oscars on your first minute out. You know? It's like trying to swim across the ocean when you've had one swimming lesson.
That's an interesting analogy. Something I'd like to do, and I mentioned this to David, either myself or maybe try to encourage the teams to do, is to get something going kind of like what WordPress has for in the WordCamp Central.
Do it better.
Oh, I'm
that's
sure.
Like, that's, that needs so much help.
You know, I think it'd be good have a central place, really, you know, because right now – there's an events and meetings forum, and the past 2 months, the event that I put on has been the only thing happening there, and it's kind of, you know, not many people see it.
Okay, this is the example that you guys need to follow.
Yeah,
look up Beer and Blog. Beer and Blog. Aaron Hockley and the team, forgot the other guy's name. I'm doing terrible on names today. Anyway, the guys behind Beer and Blog are freaking brilliant, and this is a totally grassroots community metro kind of thing. There are beer and blogs all over the world where people meet on whatever regular day. And here in Portland, it's every Friday at 4 o'clock at the Green Dragon, which is this very bizarre bar, cum restaurant, cum breakfast, cum something that looks like a Quonset hut in the industrial area of one of the industrial areas of Portland on the I think it's called the East Side of Portland. I'm still learning where everything is. Anyway, the Green Dragon, they meet at 4 o'clock every Friday and they have beer and blog. And it's for anybody in the tech community, bloggers and whatnot. It started out with bloggers. Now everybody goes. And they'll have anywhere from 8 to dozens and dozens to 100 people or more there. And you stay as long as you want and do whatever you want. It's just totally social. You just go and meet. There's no agenda. There's no party. There's no training. There's no yeah. So they're a great example of how to get a social event going on, but use their site as an example. They set it up in WordPress MU, and then every city gets to set up their own individual, and then, you know, they're all networked together. That's a great example of how to do it. Yeah. And I like that better. The Central, WordCamp Central has got some, hopefully in the next few months, they're going to be doing some major revision of that site to get it more inclusive. It's on the process of it. And Buddy Press is going to also help with that too. Mm-hmm. So there's some really exciting, hey, we need to do another one on WordPress. There's some very exciting things that are happening in the WordPress world coming up, but we're running out of time.
Yeah. David, I'll give you one. If you have a question, I'll give you a chance to ask it. Then I've got to close up.
Okay, yes, I do, actually. I have a feeling that I have a little bit of a lag, so...
Ask one question. The question is, basically,
you know, of course, we have the PHPBB community and events meetup forum on phpbb.com because PHPBB team wanted to encourage some of the more local meetups. However, there's a lot of people on there saying, you know, I live in such and such a place who's interested in meeting up, and they'll get one or two people, and there's just... Sometimes it doesn't seem like there's... enough people in one place at one time. And secondly, like with Douglas, it was kind of like, okay, how do you tell everybody, how do you tell a huge community that there is a meetup going on at such and such a place or even such and such a time, a huge community that never actually looks at a particular forum to find out that there's a meetup? How do they know about, how do you tell them?
There's that thing that sounds like a bird noise. What's that thing? It's really popular right now.
The Twitter thing?
Oprah's doing it.
I think it was a bang.
Twitter. Yeah. So
it's more
Twitter
than that.
Yeah. Twitter it. Upcoming.org and meetups.com are great resources for people to track down events. Every community has their own community site. Caligator is the one that's really hot for Portland. Caligator.org. That one is really hot for the tech community for finding tech events. And Silicon Forest blog is blog specifically about tech events and things like that all over Portland. So there are different blogs and different sites and services that cater to a community. So, you know, let your information go out in that direction towards that community and then talk to your peoples. Seriously. I don't want to talk to the world. How hard do I have to work? To get that across. I don't want to talk to the world. I want to talk to only those people who want to talk to me. Those are the people you need to talk to. It's not that hard. You do it every single day with a podcast, with the forums, with your blogs, with your site. All these things, you're talking to those people. Those are the people you need to talk to. And find where your community source is to get the information out. That's it. We make this all so hard.
Because we're so good at that. We're geeks. We think that, you know, we have to have the code like this and that, and we have to apply that metaphor to everything else. So I was
joking with somebody that a friend of mine about another friend saying, we really need to stop this friend from being such a jerk and to protect him from others. And this guy said, yeah, I was thinking about writing a bot for that.
Oh, dear.
But you know what?
Having a sit down. He's thinking about writing a bot. I love talking to you.
Bottoms up.
Yeah.
And the other thing too, you know, I like what the three points that you said, you know, and it, one of the biggest things I think that made WordCamp successful is that it didn't matter that it had to be official. It didn't have to be official. Nothing has to be official to be supported by the parent software, mm-hmm. You know, the software that if the community wants to get together and they want to do something for the software.
Get out of your way part. That's get out of your way part.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yes.
So,
you know, and but not just get out of your way, but, you know, encourage people to do it. Don't just,
right.
I'll make that the title. Get PHPB Weekly number 119. Get out of our way.
Really. But if Matt Mullenweg and the WordCamp and WordPress and WordCamp team, if they had started dictating,
mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's just like work. Yeah. It wouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. So that's what I mean is set. Create an idea and then get out of their way so that they can run with the energy and let it happen. Trust. Trust is so important to getting out of your way, getting out of their way, to let this just happen of its own accord. This could have been, WordCamps could have been a one or two shot deal and then fizzled. But because there was that freedom to just okay, whatever you want to do, just if you like it, do it. If you don't do it. They didn't care. It wasn't important to the bigger picture. It really wasn't. Now it is, because now they're, you know, everybody's waking up going, wow, this is kind of cool. Let it happen organically. The more you force it, the more it becomes a job. That's not fun. But it sounds like you guys are going to have, you've got a lot of inspiration. I'm expecting to hear from others who have other, this isn't limited to just what you guys are interested in, what I'm interested in. You know, there are knitting groups, there's tatting groups, there's, you know, sewing and bottling and cooking and gardening. And there's so many different groups that need a kick in the ass. Because there's you know, there are groups that are already in existence that are like what I'm hearing a little bit in the whispers of what you're saying, that are losing interest and enthusiasm in generating any kind of interest or enthusiasm.
They need new blood. I'm very sorry.
I know, but they need energy and enthusiasm. And your podcast, this interview will help kick a lot of ass. So I'm thank you for letting me part of that.
I agree with that. I definitely agree.
Very quickly, there's so much more that you can find from Laurel, but her main site is laurel.wordpress.com. And of course, check out show notes. I'll put some links to some of the last interview I did with her, where we cover a whole bunch of other things pertaining to blogging and stuff, which I'm sure is a lot of people. Some of it's applicable to PHPBB as well, so be sure to check that out. Quickly running through, check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, and our forum, Star Trek Guide. com. Our next live episode will be on Saturday, August 29th, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 1700 UTC time. We are live on Ustream for the first time, and we hope you'll join us then. Big thanks to Laurel for joining us and giving up
Thank
her time.
You.
It's always great.
Thank you so much.
And if our listeners give us popular demand, we will try to get you back, then we'll get you back.
We want Laurel.
Thanks, David.
I don't doubt that will be the case.
We'll have to see.
I don't doubt that will be the case. Yeah. I have a feeling there is a lag. I could sense it.
We'll have to figure that out. All right, and I'm Douglas Bell. Remember, a successful community and successful meetups begin with you. Tag. You're it. See you next week. When we ever get back. Bye, everybody.